And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. Like, our signal goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back on over east to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, and by the way, we'll just wait and see what God does. Maybe some good things are going to happen, and we'll see more ground covered soon. But that being said, let me turn to the triple dipper. Oh, my gosh, what just happened to the text lines? I could just do a show. Like there's no triple dipper today. All we're going to do is read text nonstop.
That's what you could do.
I know. I love this. By the way, brand new texter Tim from Mount Hebron. Mount Hebron, I believe, is down southwest of Tuscaloosa, so that's cool. Tim, Mount Hebron, glad you're in the Right Side Ruffian audience. Allie from Athens texted in, said, the Harpy Daniels. Okay. And by the way, a Harpy, me talking here, but Harpy is a Greek mythological character, half woman, half bird, and is considered to be a foul, odorous character, and you often use it as an insult to talk about someone who is a screecher.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Alec Mathis says, this is a combination of Harpy, which is never a good name to call a woman, and blend that together with the last name of Daniels. So you're thinking of Stormy Daniels, the one who, you know, was suing President Trump and allegedly. Anyway, she says, my eyes are glazing. I agree. I thought the same thing, Allie. You and I think alike. Jerry from Meridianville says, just heard on the local news that the rebates from the state of Alabama have been shrunk from $400, $800 down to $100 per tax filer. Remind me again, when is Election Day? I had not heard that, but I'll be checking into it, Jerry. That would not surprise me because, gosh, tax relief. We can't do that. I will say there is a couple of good news pieces on tax relief, though, real quickly. The bill that would do away with income tax on overtime has moved through the House and is now going to the Senate. And then the grocery tax bill still has legs, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, $100 per person is like, why are you doing this? Why bother? What?
I was just going to remind everyone that if they're wanting to stream the show, check out the website and also video stream, Twitter, Facebook, website. Twitch. And YouTube.
You reminded me. Twitter. I got to go over there. Right Side. Is it
RS Ruffian?
Yeah, at RS Ruffian.
Yes.
And there we are, live streaming. I got to retweet it over to mine. So you can, if you follow me on Twitter, it's at Sin. That's SEN at Sin Phil Williams. And you can also live stream the show from either my site or go to at RS Ruffian. Follow us and live stream it right there.
Boom.
Man. Boom said boomer. Okay, back. Where was I? A couple more text messages. Jenny from Decatur. Phil, it was on the news this morning. $100 rebate. Angry faces. Angry emojis. Three angry emojis. That's nuts. Jeff from Holly Pond. He said my escape song should be Freebird. Yeah. He says he misses me. Thank you very much, Jeff from Holly Pond. Appreciate you. And he said, Boomer, yesterday you hardly said a word. He missed you too.
I was really focusing on keeping everything on track. So there we go.
That's right. Brand new in the listening audience, Steve from Huntsville, brand spanking new texter. He says, I guess Bud Light is now the official beer of the Navy. There you go. See? You just got it, didn't you? Just process that one. That's right. All right. So listen. We're gonna move forward here. Triple dipper number one, the Green New Steel. Let me tell you, I got something here that'll just boggle your minds. So I got an inside track on this one. A brand new bill was introduced in the Alabama State Legislature just yesterday. It is House Bill 418 by Republican Representative Randall Shedd. And this bill would actually increase your utility rates. Pray tell, why would this be? Well, keep in mind, this first triple dipper here I'm doing is called the Green New Steel, meaning it's got to be something environmental, right? So you got a Republican running a tax increase bill that, what does it do? It only funds ADEM, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. It's an ADEM-sponsored bill. They want more money. They know they're not going to get it to the budget process, so what they want to do is they want you to pay more for your water bill so they can get more money. So here's what I've got. House Bill 418, says the bill would allow ADEM to levy an annual assessment of up to $20 million on community water systems with an allowance to increase that max based upon the consumer price index. Okay, that's a horrible idea. So not only are they putting a tax on your water bill so they can get more money for ADEM, but then they're also saying it's going to have an escalating opportunity. They're going to base it on the CPI. So as the CPI increases or decreases or increases, actually, they'll be able to add more of a tax on. Well, who thought this was a good idea? Apparently, Randall Shedd thought it'd be a great idea. Any of you out there that know Representative Randall Shedd, you might want to just go ahead and, you know, let him know how you feel. The bill does not outline specifics of the formula for the assessment. It does state that it's going to be, quote, based upon and in proportion to the number of users and size of each community water system. This will mean rate increases for water customers. And the majority of water utilities in the state are public, not-for-profit entities, meaning our rates can only recover our costs. We have no profit. So this assessment will drastically increase costs, which have to be put on the backs of the customers. So now I'm hearing the bill may already be dead on arrival. I hope that's true. Here's my speculation why they need that. As you look at the Green New Steel, what are we seeing coming out of D.C. right now? Floods of money. Floods of money. ADEM wants more money. Pray tell, why would ADEM want more money? Because I guarantee you that some of those Inflation Reduction Act expenditures, some of those things that are designed to help promote environmental justice and all of that, they're federal grants that you have to match here at the state level. And I guarantee you they're thinking, if we can just, you know, stick a little something on people's water bill, then the money goes to ADEM for environmental management, and then ADEM can then take and use it to help draw down something from the federal government to double the amount of money we can put into trying to make people's lives miserable as we go green. That's what's happening. I guarantee it. House Bill 418 introduced yesterday. And I got to remember, where is... Okay, I need to look this up. Randall Shedd. Let's see where... I've forgotten where he's located. R-A-N-D-A-L-L-S-H-E-D-D. Alabama. Alabama legislature. Okay, let's see where he's at. He is a member of the House District 11. He's up here in North Alabama, I believe. Anyway, yeah, House District 11, he's got to be in North Alabama based on that number. Went to Wallace State. I think he's from Coleman, that area. Yeah, I believe he is. Yep, Coleman County Commission for a while. Now he's in the legislature. Randall Shedd, right here in the listening area, has proposed House Bill 418 to raise your water bill so we can give more money to the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, very likely so they can then try to pull down federal matching dollars from Biden's Inflation Reduction Act so that we can have more regulation in the state of Alabama to make our lives more green. Just somebody make this madness stop. Well, so you got a caller on the line for me, bud? All right. So listen, this is going to continue on until either A, we change the administration, or B, people begin to make themselves known. But the very idea that a Republican state legislator is trying to do this and just kind of sneak it quietly. By the way, he's the only sponsor. He didn't have co-sponsors. He just dropped that bill in. Maybe he was trying to make a point. It's a silly way to make a point, but maybe he's trying to make a point. I got a caller on line one. I'll do that real quick. Yeah, Brian Huntsville, how you doing, buddy?
Yes, sir. I hope it didn't break a topic at the moment, but you were talking about the water, and
yeah.
I'm wondering why I, as a taxpayer, why should I pay extra taxes that go to this group that's just going to raise my water bill?
Totally. I mean, that's the point, man. They're going to wind up making it harder for water systems to work because ADEM is going to wind up being an overly regulatory agency that steps in.
And I'm sure you remember the old water empires that controlled the amount of water and everything that way. That can control the people.
Oh yeah.
Single well, it can be above, and even a James Bond movie was made out of it.
But then ADEM, this bill would not restrict them just to doing things with water systems. My understanding from the verbiage of the bill is they would be able to do other things that are compliance-related and environmentally sound or something like that. So, are you still going to be able to—
Eventually, there's going to be Yeah, eventually there's going to be more regulators than those to be regulated.
And then the regulators aren't regulating themselves. Good luck with that. Yeah, I mean, see you, buddy. I mean, this is the kind of organization that I dealt with as a state senator, where you had to call down there and go, "Excuse me, Weiss Lake is the crappie capital of the world. They exist on tourism in part for fishing tournaments, and you just said they can't fish crappie out of that lake anymore. Why would you do that? You know, well, we're concerned about potential toxins in the mud base at the bottom of the lake. You're concerned about it. They've been fishing crappie out of that lake for 40 years. Well, okay. You know, so all I'm saying is folks, ADEM serves a purpose. There are things that it does that are reasonable. But the last thing we need to see is a bill being run by a Republican to raise our water rates so that we can then pay more so ADEM can draw down more from federal, you know, green energy dollars and make our lives miserable. Other thing here I got for you. The Department of Justice, you've already heard this, I'm sure, has launched a new Office of Environmental Justice. Because, you know, it's not important that we enforce the law against things that actually hurt people. So the Justice Department, Washington Examiner, dated today, the Washington Examiner says the Justice Department is launching the new Office of Environmental Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced, and which will seek to redress health risks from climate change faced by minorities and low-income people. Oh, boy. Although violations, it says, here's a quote, although violations of our environmental laws can happen anywhere, communities of color, indigenous communities, and low-income communities often bear the brunt of the harm caused by environmental crime, pollution, and climate change. Had to find a way to throw climate change in there, boom. It was just important. The effort comes as the Biden administration seeks to elevate matters of environmental justice and take action on the president's campaign trail promises, which included establishing the, I'm sick of hearing this, whole-of-government approach to prioritizing the harmful effects of climate change. Yeah, so beware. Can you imagine the Department of Justice with armed agents is able to swoop in and do things and find you liable and or guilty of actions that it deems in its purview now because they have a Department of Environmental Justice? It appears you cut down a tree and the red-cockaded woodpecker is nesting within a mile of that. The snail darter appears to have been harmed, but we don't have enough trees. And now we have racist roads and we have racist lack of trees. I mean, you're going to see it. That's what they're saying. Wow. All right, Boomer, take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. Number one, the Green New Steel. Have you heard, though, latest story out today? Yeah, the Biden administration doesn't want you to go hunting and fishing anymore. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are indeed open and going bananas. So, I'm sorry, I said it wrong, Boomer, sound effect here. Text lines have exploded. Thank you very much. So, yeah, you want to text in or call in for that matter, 833-687-4448. If you text in, go for it. For the very first time, just text the word right side, then you'll get a message back, and then tell us your first name, where you're from. If you call in, the only thing I ask is you kind of stay on topic because I want to take calls on what we're talking about at the time. I'm looking at so a couple of texts. I'll just grab them real quick. Cameron from Decatur, great show. He says, thanks, man. We appreciate you very much. Jimmy from Moulton is brand spanking new. Jimmy from Moulton, we are glad you're in the list with us. So we got you down. You're in the system, man. Thanks so much. Marcus from Huntsville says, it's crazy that climate change is disproportionately affecting minorities. I had no idea climate was racist, but since it is, apparently we should probably just let it change instead of staying racist. That's an interesting way of looking at it. All right. So, Eric, oh, here you go. Eric from Eva, Alabama, says, Randall Shedd is my rep, and he won't answer an email or a phone call, and his voicemail is full. Just another Alabama, he thinks he's a rhino. So, well, listen, keep trying, man, because he needs to hear from his constituents. But you know what? You don't, like my wife just texted in. Great point. She heard me say, if you know him, you ought to contact him. She says, you don't have to know him to contact him. I thought, well, that's a great point. Yeah. Alex Mathens again says, if I were a betting woman, I would bet that the new Department of Justice, Office of Climate Justice, is going to be staffed by the former White House Department of Misinformation Control. Probably. No doubt. JT from Lacey Springs, regarding that thing with Randall Shedd helping to run a bill that puts an increase in our water rates, says, I smell the Birmingham waterworks. I get it. Juan from Newmarket is in the text line today. Glad to see you, Juan. Hope you're doing well, man. And then Dave from Battleground. No, I'm not going to read that out, Dave. Not going to do it, brother. All right, listen, let me jump back on. So I imagine in an audience full of people that call themselves right-side ruffians that I got some hunting and fishing folks out there. You may be curious to know, in number one of the Triple Dipper here, you're hearing it today, brand spanking new story out today. This one I pulled off of Fox News. Did you know the Biden administration wants to shut down hunting and fishing? Did you? Did you know that? Boomer, did you know that?
No.
Boomer.
I didn't know that, but it figures.
It doesn't surprise you, though, does it?
No, it does not. It does not surprise me.
So it's basically.
It infuriates me, but it doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
So the issue is, this is a big deal.
All right.
I mean, just think about this. It's very harmful. People use lead ammo. See? Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the lead ammo.
It's the lead ammo. Now it makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh,
now,
complete
because,
sense.
Because people go out there with 50 caliber miniguns and inundate the earth with lead ammo. You know they do.
Mm.
Yeah. Just That's saying. It.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Poor earth.
I mean, so when you go hunting, it's not like you're literally filling the earth with pounds of lead ammo. You're not. In fact, there's a lot of guys go sit in a deer stand that don't get a shot off the entire time they're out there. You just don't. It doesn't always happen. And then I guess they're really worried about how many lead sinkers have come off of a somebody's out there just bobbing a cork.
Fishing.
And they're fishing with lead sinkers.
It's a worrisome thing.
You just don't know how much of that is filling up our rivers and streams.
Wow.
Filling them up, Boomer.
I'm going to start a forum.
You can start a So new regulation from the Biden administration in collaboration with environmentalists would limit hunting and fishing in multiple states across the country. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to publish regulations that would limit the equipment allowed on public. Oh, it's equipment too. Yay. And expand the area where cost-effective lead ammo and fishing tackle is banned. And so there's a group out there fighting back against this called the Order of T. Roosevelt, in honor of Teddy Roosevelt. Says, what we see here, quote, what we see here with the rule coming out of the Biden administration is the potential to close off millions of acres of public lands that have been opened up under the Trump administration to hunting and fishing. And they're doing this basically by banning the most common forms of hunting cartridges that most people buy off the shelf, requiring that no lead cartridges can be used on any federal lands. And if that happens, that's going to force people to go back out and buy different kinds of cartridges that may not be available where they are. And they go on to say, hunters have been vital to conservation efforts. And these misguided attacks from radical activists will only further erode the number of hunters in the sport and endanger future conservation efforts. Yeah. But it never ends. They point out in the article in 2020, just 3 years ago, activists in Oregon tried to get something passed that would ban hunting and fishing altogether because it's mean to the animals. Well, they're going to be eaten or they're going to be hung on a wall, so I guess that would be considered mean, but you know what? It's the way of the world. Just saying. I'm not done with this. You may want to know what's happening with the ban on gas stoves. I got more on that kind of stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
all you right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two. My gosh. Could somebody remind me, where did hour number one go?
I don't know. Well, we're talking about some, you know, fishing and hunting and...
Fishing and hunting.
That stuff.
Yeah, little shooting.
And the text lines went crazy.
Again? They did. I just looked over here. Holy cow. This is what happens when you have SCADs. 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 Hundreds of folks, Right Side Ruffians, in our text system. And by the way, in case you didn't hear it earlier, big announcement was that the podcast version of the show just hit 140,000 downloads. Whoop, whoop. So yeah, that's very cool. Thank you all very much. What do we got here? New texter. Brandt's making new texter, I think. Nope, not. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rodney from Grant, Alabama. Rodney from Grant. He's frustrated because Clay Schofield is his senator. Wes Kitchens is his representative. And he says they won't answer or return phone calls. Dang, man. I hate to hear that, Rodney. I mean, I don't know Wes Kitchens very well, but I know Clay Schofield quite well, and he's usually pretty responsive, so I don't know. He says, I've conversed with their admin twice in the last week. All right, well, Rodney, all I can tell you, man, is keep trying. Do not let up. You know, it's scriptural about the woman who knocks on the judge's door and will not relent until he finally answers. So hang in there. Missy from Falkville says, well, if lead fills the earth when we hunt, then I guess we shouldn't go to war with anyone. Point taken. She says, just tell our enemies we won't fight. They would never attack because of our love for the earth. Our enemies want this administration to take our guns because they fear the armed population more than they fear our dress-wearing military. That's commanded by our lost president. Missy ain't playing today, by the way. Missy, we love you. All right. Wow, what else I got here? Bud from North Alabama. Bud from Danville, Alabama. You just changed it? It was Bud from Danville? Yes, you changed that as I was looking at it. I think it just recycled.
It had to get to your computer.
Thank you. Bud from Danville, brand spanking new in the text line today. They say to accept them for who they are when they could not accept who they were. Man's a poet. All right. He also says, I hunt from a blind while I'm gun hunting. The trees behind my deer always catch the bullets, so none's going in the ground. What? I don't know. Could that lead affect the tree? I'll never forget, by the
way.
Yeah. I never forget, by the way. It was very cool. One day, cut down a tree, and there was a bullet inside the stump. I mean, it, no telling how long it had been there. The tree had grown around it. G.I. Joe from Birmingham says, they were all in trouble. We're all in trouble. I just got back from doing range fire. We put 5,000 rounds down range. I mean, the whole thing's ludicrous, man. It just is. Mike from Rainbow City. Says, you know, this has been the longest presidential term I've experienced in all my life and still 2 years to go. I know. The first hour of Right Side Radio can fly by, but an hour of Biden feels like an eternity. We're hang in, brother. Every minute the clock ticks is one more minute closer to 2024. Marcus from Huntsville again. Too many people don't understand that we hunt for population control. If we don't shoot a few animals a year, half of them will starve to death. That's a great point. You get areas where they're literally having to cull the herd, so to speak. You can get overpopulation. Eric from Eva says, Joe Biden never bit down on... I don't know what he's saying to me. I think it was a typo, but anyway. Eric, glad you're there, man. Sorry. Jeff from Indiana just texted in, says, I guess Biden wants us to go back to hunting with spears. Well, there you have it. As long as you don't use a lead spear point, you're all right. Droopy from Muscle Shoals. I'd forgotten about Droopy. Droopy from Muscle Shoals. Glad you're back, man. Two times since I've been embarrassed to be a Marine Afghan, the Afghan withdrawal and trans recruiting. Yeah, it boggles the mind, Droop. I can't explain it to you. All right, so and then the texts keep coming in while I'm reading those. I scroll back up and it's full again. We'll come back to those in a minute. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. We'll finish this segment out here shortly. But just know this, the ban on gas stoves, they told you it wasn't really going to come. They didn't mean that. It wasn't like it was going to happen, and then it happened. So townhall.com, Katie Pavlich writes a piece that came out 2 days ago. It says, remember back in January when Richard Trumka, the consumer, isn't that the name of the union guy? Trumka? I think it is. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner Richard Trumka proposed that there might be a national ban on gas stoves, falsely alleging that they were a dangerous hazard and created indoor pollutions. By the way, Charlene and I just finally built our house. It may be our retirement house. Been living in the same house for 24 years. Built our house. Beautiful. What did we do? I got her a gas stove because I am that guy.
Look at you.
I didn't want to brag or anything, but I got my woman a gas stove.
Ain't nobody's taking that gas stove.
Here, woman, now you can cook me some eggs on a gas stove. I'm there for you. It's romantic. Buy her some socks for Christmas. Anyway, so Trumka says a federal agency says a ban on gas stoves is on the table. That's what he said. Then he started crawfishing hard. All the backlash, and he goes, yeah, it was never serious. It wasn't like it was a serious plan. And then Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm also claimed the controversy was overblown, told Congress there was no plan to ban gas stoves. Well, today the ban goes into effect in New York, just so you know. In New York, actually 2 days ago. Wait, what's today, the 4th? Starting yesterday. Where am I? What day is this?
All right. You were gone.
Oriented to time and place?
That's what it is.
Okay. In New York, starting yesterday, all gas hookups on new buildings are now banned. If you're building a house, you ain't getting a gas stove. You tell that woman, I have to buy you diamonds, honey. I'm sorry. I can't get you the gas stove you've always wanted in New York. Just saying. What?
Wow. That's all I have to say. It's just wow.
I know you want to buy McQueen diamonds, but she really wants the gas stove.
She wants the gas stove. I'm going to run that line myself.
Well, I don't advise that, by the way.
Well, no. I would run it and then have someone that I know. You know, just
that last
little
piece.
Yeah. That last little piece.
Yeah, there you go. All right. By the way, you may also want to know, as we're talking about the Green New Steel, that your Department of Energy, chaired by none other than Secretary of I Don't Know What I'm Doing, Jennifer Granholm, is prepared to give a $200 million grant to a company called Microvast to help them build a battery separator facility. Now, first of all, let me just say this. I have a real problem with two aspects of the story. Number one is the whole green energy agenda being forced down our throats. The free market should be handling this. But you know what? The free market doesn't have to because the government's picking the winners and the losers. Oh, I'm so sorry. Energy source that's been around for 50 years, oil and gas and all of that, coal, you know, hydro, nuclear. Yeah, we don't like you anymore, so we're going to give $200 million taxpayer dollars to this guy over here to do stuff that, you know, helps us with the EVs, the electronic vehicles. That's the government picking winners and losers with your tax dollars and inserting itself into the free market so that immediately companies like Microvast have a leg up on any competition for developing energy sources. Anyway, the other part of the story that bugs me, old boy Wu Yang, who runs Microvast, has been a part of a Chinese government-sponsored talent program. They tried to recruit him to come back to China to bring all he knows there. And now, Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, is like, wait. Why are we giving $200 million grant to the company owned by a Chinese national who's already been recruited once by the Chinese government? Why are we doing this? It's a great question. But when you're in the middle of the Green New Steel, you've got money to burn, man. Who wants some? I got something for you. Come on over here. Regulatory. So let me just ask you. Do you feel like we are energy independent now? That's not a rhetorical question. I would say the answer most decidedly would be no, we are not. Do we have resources though? Yeah, we do. And right now, because of what's going on in Europe, because the European countries are getting off of Russian gas. Right now, the United States, according to the piece from National Review dated today, the United States is predicted to be able to overtake Australia, becoming the world's largest liquid natural gas exporter. We could be a net exporter of LNG. Except that the Biden administration is not approving the building of gas pipelines. Oh, well, that's kind of hard to do. That's like saying we're gonna haul goods from farm to market, but we're not going to build roads. It says America's freedom fleet of LNG exports is sailing towards a regulatory iceberg. Despite the nation's largest growing or LNG export capacity, an analysis of data reveals that major interstate pipeline approvals have not kept pace. For example, President Biden took office, and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved 17 projects to add 368 miles of pipeline. But those numbers pale in comparison to the 73 projects approved by the Trump administration that added 3,300 miles of pipe. It's like at every single turn, they are determined to make sure that we cannot be an energy producing nation. Why would we want to do that? Well, let's help them shut down the Russian gas pipeline that heats homes in Western Europe. Okay, cool. But let's don't put ourselves in a position of being a net exporter because we don't want to do that. Let's make sure that it's cost more to fill up with gas right here at home for your automobile. Let's make sure that oil is more expensive. Why? Because we're not going to drill for it. Let's make sure, by the way, that like states like Alabama that have revenues they generate from offshore oil and gas exploration and leases, let's make sure we shut that down and not grant any more leaseholds. Wow, that's cool. I mean, it's just like at every turn. Anyway, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. Stay tuned, because coming up at the bottom of the half hour, Boomer and McQueen, my favorite time of every single week. And then top of the hour, we'll be on with Jeff Poores coming on the show. Going to talk about some stuff happening down yonder in Montgomery on Goat Hill. You're going to want to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, man, I'm telling you, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, you're going to want to stay tuned, by the way. We got some great stuff coming on the show. So tomorrow we got a two-star general representing an organization called STARS, which deals with wokeness in the military. So you're going to want to stay tuned for Major General Joe Arbuckle, who will be on the show with us tomorrow. He's having nationwide impact along with his organization, STARS, which specifically fights back against the possibilities of wokeness in the military taking hold. Well, it's taking hold, but at least we got folks, a bunch of retired senior flag officers that are out there saying no more. All right, so that's coming up tomorrow. You're gonna want to hear that interview. And then we're about to do an interview very soon with a guy who is just doing some cool stuff. So if you're not familiar with where was he from, Boomer? Kenya, I believe.
Nairobi, Kenya.
Yeah, Nairobi, Kenya. His name is Mully, and there's even a movie made about him. It's called The Mully Movie, but Mully's got an amazing story, and we're gonna be doing an interview with him very soon. Pretty excited about that. So you guys stay tuned. We always try to bring you the best content. We may prepare the show ourselves, but then we also know there's other folks out there doing amazing work and getting things done in the arena. Fighting back for conservative values and doing things that that bring honor and glory to the Lord at the same time. So we're going to talk about all of the above and more in days to come. By the way, anytime we got content, it is there for you. So we don't just talk once and let it lay. Man, we put it out there where all the baby goats can get to it. So go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, and all our stuff's on there. You can watch the live stream of the show on there. You can pick up live audio in case you're outrunning our overly broad range of AM/FM capability. That's all on there. You can also, by the way, so when I rattle paper, just understand that we spend a lot of time resourcing the show and getting it ready. But what we found, though, more often than not, somebody would say, hey, where was that article that said, or what was the one you did on Triple Dipper number 2 today? And so all those resources, Boomer puts them up every day. So if you go to the website, rightsideradio.org, go to the live stream section right there above the video, which is, you know, showing us in the studio and all that, you'll see a button that says resources. Click on it. There's a Triple Dipper of the day, and every story's on there. So you can just grab them, print them out, mark them up like we do, or send them to a friend, or just read it again, stuff online. It's all there for you. Wanted to make that content available. And then lastly, I'll say this. I feel this is a shameless plug. I'm just shamelessly plugging us right now. Shameless plug for the fact that we have the ability to run this business because of folks who advertise and support us. So Right Side Radio is in itself a separate entity. We are not owned by the radio stations we're on. We own the content. We are a business. But as such, one of the ways that we make the money necessary to run what we do is we have folks who advertise. If you listen to this show and you're like, man, they are kicking it. They are saying all the things I love. I mean, it's all about Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, life's worth living. Yeah, we talk about all that kind of stuff. Clinging to our guns and Bibles, as Barack Obama would say. But if you want to join this team, you want to advertise your business on Right Side Radio, on that website, advertising, click on it, send us a message through that little site right there, and we will get right back with you, and we'd love to have you as part of the team. Man, I'm looking at the text lines again, Boomer. I can't keep up, dude.
No, you cannot.
There's no way. Marcus from Huntsville just texted again. Russia's a huge liquid natural gas producer. If you want to cripple their funding, you better start sending LNG to Europe for cheap. Good point. What else we got here? Bill from Hartsel. Back to the Future uses nuclear car engines. It'd be cleaner. I like it.
Ooh.
Yeah. When Doc had the car fixed up with Mr. Fusion on the back of it?
Yes.
He was shoving garbage down in it.
Yeah.
Mr. Fusion. Susan from Elkmont just texted in and says, decades ago when I was at Edgewood Arsenal, and she gives me a name, and I'm trying to think what that APG stands for, Maryland, we'd find deer on the range that had died from starvation. I think a bullet would have been kinder. Interesting. So, yeah, she makes the point that sometimes culling the herd is what you have to do. TL from Huntsville says, wait for it. If they get away with saying we can't hunt, the next thing I'll say is, why does anyone need a gun? I think they're coming at it from both ways right now. Mm. Why does anyone need a gun? And, oh, by the way, let's limit their hunting. So, yeah, it's a multi-pronged attack right now. Yep. What else? Something else? I thought you were about to say something. Jay from Fairhope. Man, we're glad to have you back in here, Jay from Fairhope. Good to see you. He says, where do they think the lead comes from? We're just putting it back. And Samah the truck driver, they can't take the guns. Now they go after the ammo. It's been a thing, man. Remember a while there, Boomer, when you couldn't even buy bullets? You go to the store.
And
You could buy 25.56 rounds for like $10, one box per person.
Yep.
Every time I went to the store, I bought a box.
Oh, yeah. I did the same. I went in the mornings to go get something.
I mean,
even now there's some things that are not going back in stock quick enough.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know. They're still having a hard time getting them. And good luck if you were a reloader trying to find stuff you need.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
All right. Listen, we're coming right back with my favorite time. Boomer McQueen coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.